We're in the middle of an opioid crisis. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Courtwright, professor of history at the University of North Florida, discusses an earlier epidemic and what we can learn from it.
The current epidemic of opioid addiction is the second in American history. The outcome of the first epidemic, more than a century ago, suggests that we can contain the present crisis. Physicians caused most 19th century addiction. With few effective therapies, they often resorted to morphine to treat pain. Per capita consumption of opiates tripled in the 1870s and 1880s. Then the tide turned. Physicians saw the dangers of liberal prescribing. They substituted newer, safer drugs like aspirin. Progressive doctors and pharmacists lobbied for local and state narcotic controls. Peer pressure and regulation got results. Per capita use of medical opiates was falling 20 years before Congress enacted national legislation. Today, the medical profession faces another addiction epidemic. In fact, the situation is worse. We have more potent prescription opioids, more and more diverse addicts, and more non-prescription alternatives, such as heroin spiked with fentanyl. And yet, there is hope. Our biggest need is greater caution in prescribing. If doctors create fewer new addicts, prevalence will eventually decline. Existing addicts will either quit or succumb to age, disease, or overdose. We also need to help addicts who can't remain abstinent. Their best bet is maintenance with methadone or buprenorphine. These treatments reduce overdoses, injection drug use, and lethal infections. Unfortunately, in many places, methadone and buprenorphine are still regarded as unacceptable substitute addictions. That prejudice has cost thousands of young lives.
That was David Courtwright of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.